Hare Krishna, everyone. I'd like to welcome you in the Golokadam Zoom channel for this evening. We are very happy to have His Holiness Achyutananda Swami as our guest for Gaur Purnim. It's very, very special day, and we feel very blessed here in Golokadam. We have many participants in our temple room, and we look forward to have the association of Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya will appear very soon, 7:45, according to our area in Germany. And it's a blessing to have His Holiness Achyutananda Swami guiding us until the moment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. So we are very thankful, and we don't wait anymore, but are happy to give our voice now to His Holiness Achyutananda Swami. Thank you, Maharaj, for being here. Our ears are open, our hearts are open, and we are ready for a flood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. It is quite interesting. Today I have been already on three different programs, and I have noted during these programs that Lord Chaitanya's presence can be felt strongly when we as devotees who are participating are really with our mind and our heart there. I know for some of you, you're not accustomed to fast for such a long time, and you might now feel a little bit restless in your mind. But I request you, this is once a year our chance to really worship Lord Chaitanya. So we will do this today. I wanted to do something special today. I wanted to bring you into the atmosphere of Navadvip at the time when Lord Chaitanya did his kirtans there. And after we have heard a little bit how it was, we will then sing a beautiful prayer. It's my favorite song to Lord Chaitanya, where we will request him to please appear in the temple of our own hearts. I would like to mention first of all that when Lord Chaitanya had appeared in Sridham Navadvip, every person had only one desire. They wanted to be in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and see his dancing within the kirtan. That was their great desire. They felt when we would just be able to see Lord Chaitanya singing and dancing, there is nothing better, because during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic chanting and dancing, he would give this amazing love of Godhead that came from him. I'm reminded of a healer who was there around 1920 in Germany. He was known as Bruno Gröning, I believe. In his best days, he would go onto a balcony and look at a field which was full of people who were sick. Some of them had come in crutches, some of them were lying on little camping beds, and they all waited for this person to do a miracle for them and take the disease away from them. So this healer would go on the balcony and he would pray to God, and as he was praying, people who stood next to him could see that he was almost charged up like a battery with a divine energy, and then he would look at the people, and just by looking at them, they would receive this healing energy, which the healer said came from God. And people who had come on crutches did not require the crutches any longer. People who were not able to move on their own could leave their camping beds, which were there. I heard that once he healed something like 23,000 people, and so on. This is a great phenomena which is there. It is recorded. There are photos, and doctors have seen the patients before and after and attest, yes, there was some energy going, divine energy which held. Now, I'm using this as an example to give you a little analogy of our understanding from the experience in this world. What happened when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced? At that time, some describe him as a volcano of love of Godhead, which then erupted, and every single person, including animals who were there, received this bhakti shakti which emanated from the Lord. And with it, they received the freedom from all their karma, not just from a disease, but from all their karma. And they felt this divine love of Godhead, which even this demigods like Brahma or Shiva, highly exalted personalities, crave for. So I would like to take you into one of these kirtans, or these events where Lord Chaitanya gave his mercy to one and all. It was during one kirtan when people came. It was in the evening. They brought large torches that burned, and millions of people had gathered from all over and started to chant the holy name. Then the Lord came. Oh, the Lord itself was himself was dressed in yellow garments that had the color of a lightning in the evening, and he had long hair which was decorated with flowers by Gadadhar Pandit, and he went with the step of a drunken elephant. It means he swayed left and right. And as he came amongst these people said, there he is. And then the Lord started to chant. And believe it or not, without an amplification system, you know, where the sound of a person's voice would be amplified and go over a large field. Without this, the Lord's voice was so penetrating, you could say, that everyone could hear his chanting. It's described that the people who were there became overwhelmed in ecstasy. At times, the Lord's entire body became covered with dust because he danced so much. The dust was raised from the street, and other people also danced. But then all this dust was washed away from the body of the Lord, because he would cry so much. But this was not tears of sadness. These were tears of joy and exaltation and so on. There were symptoms on his body. He was shivering at times. He perspired. And then it happened that all the hairs of his body were standing on end. Now, Mahaprabhu had long hair. You can imagine, this was really a amazing, beautiful sight of when the Lord felt this. When people saw this, they were so moved. It is said that even atheists who did not believe before in the Lord, they felt that their hearts were moved. And the people responded. They also started to dance all of a sudden all over the place and chant. And they sang a particular kirtan. Sometimes devotees think Lord Chaitanya only chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but this is not true. He had various small kirtans that were sang in Sankirtan, and one was Hari O Rama Rama, Hari O Rama Rama, Hari O Rama Rama, Hari O Rama Rama. It was very joyful, and people joined this and so on. They formed groups in which they danced. I have seen a lot these large kirtans in our movements, and sometimes devotees begin to form groups where some stand in a circle and others, who are especially talented dancers, dance in the middle. Or I have seen when the ladies, they often catch each other by the hand and build circles, and then one circle turns in this direction, and inside is another circle which turns in the opposite direction. It is quite amazing. I have seen in Moscow such a thing. We had a public program with 33,000 sold tickets. That meant there must have been 35,000 people inside the hall, and they began to feel the ecstasy of the kirtan so much that they climbed on each other. I saw three people on top of each other, one, two, three, and they came towards the stage like a large tsunami wave of humanity. And because Lord Chaitanya had said that in the future he would appear in person where devotees would chant the holy name. So I saw that in Moscow. I was at that time doing the aratik to our large Gornitai deities. And believe it or not, I still remember the deities started to sway on the altar as if preparing to jump into the crowd and dancing there. My dear devotees, you're not enough trained in ecstasy. We need some more ecstatic opportunities in our lives. So let us continue. There were various groups who danced in ecstasy throughout Navadvip, and they sang another kirtan. Hadaye nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha. Hadaye nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha. Gopal Govindaram Shrimadusudana. Gopal Govindaram Shrimadusudana. Hadi Hadaye nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha. Hari. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari. Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan. Some people danced alone. Some of them danced in groups of 5, 10, or 15 and clapped their hands. It appeared of the, as if Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, had manifested, and the inhabitants immediately began to manifest the symptoms of the residents of Vaikuntha. They developed four armed forms. Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans were almost like huge lifts, like the ones which you see on airports where 50 people at once can enter such a lift. They were like lifts in the sense that they uplifted not only small groups but large groups of people to a spiritual spiritual world. Have you ever imagined the scenario which Franz Kafka describes, that one person wakes up one morning and is totally changed? I don't want to go into the detail, but those lovers of literature, they remember. So this is something very positive. The people entered the lift of the uplifting kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that brought them to a level where they were totally changed. The mind was changed, but also the body was changed. This is a true spiritual healing, I should say. In this way, the people of Navadvip enjoyed the happiness of the spiritual world as they danced along the path near the Ganga. Some people were so much moved that they rolled on the ground, and some, not able to really express their emotions in an appropriate way, started to slap their limbs, which made a very nice sound for everyone. I don't know, when emotions become so strong that you simply don't know any longer how you should express them. Well, I can imagine you take, for instance, part of you. I have seen in kirtans devotees taking this part of the dress, it's only an upper dress, and throwing it up in the air and doing just manifesting their happiness in various ways. So this is just one of the many descriptions. These kirtans had also a musical taste to them. The devotees blew into conchas, which makes a trumpet-like sound, or buccina-like, and that's an Italian word for a very long-reaching trumpet, which has a long-reaching sound. They played midangas and these big wampas and kartals, and they all chanted Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopala, Jai Rama Krishna Govinda Gopal. And in this way, they very, very quickly entered into love of Godhead, where you repeatedly sing the names of the beloved Lord. Another kirtan was Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Yes, the whole atmosphere of the town was submerged in bliss. And who was responsible for all of this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced in the middle of this kirtan, in the view of everyone. Somehow, because the Lord is also present in our heart, that means he's closer than our shirt bottom, you know, or closer than the necklace around the neck. Somehow, people all felt in the kirtan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is really present with me. There are descriptions of this in our Shastras, in the Bhagavatam, for instance, which tell us how, although there is a massive event with masses of people taking part, each single person in the crowd has the feeling that they are relating to Krishna and Krishna relates to them. The example which is used in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is when Krishna took his picnics. He sat in the middle of, then there was a first row of his friends, but around them was another circle, I wanted to say, circle of his friends, and these circles would expand. There were, since there's no space limitations in the spiritual world, millions of sakas or cowherd boys sitting around Krishna. The amazing thing is that each single one of them had the feeling, I'm just looking at Krishna, he looks at me, and we are eating. That is all. That is the potency of real spiritual life. You can be in a huge dome, if you are a Christian, or a huge synagogue with many worshippers around you, or a large temple hall where many singers are around you, and you have the feeling as you sing that Krishna is really there for me only. Why is this so? Because Krishna is in the heart of every one of us. He's not an external object or an external person. And therefore, because he's there in the hearts of everyone, everyone can have a personal relationship and be with the Lord when the dancing is going on. Good. Now, my dear devotees and our friends and listeners, I would like to sing a beautiful song with all of you, which was sung by Narottam Das Thakur. It is a plea for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The translation reads, "Oh, my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. O Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Holding grass between my teeth," this is an expression of humility, "O Lord Gora, I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of the heart." Just before we start singing, I request you to see or to look at this beautiful painting of Gonitai dancing. It is showing something which is expressed in the Madhurya Kadambini, when Lord Chaitanya's did his kirtans, the cloud bank of sweetness accumulated over the kirtan, and the sweetness rained down on everyone who was there. Now, fascinatingly, or being very, let us say, it's a great fascination that even people who are in the desert of material life, like parched trees, who have already lost their leaves, can profit from this experience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dispensation of the cloud bank of mercy, no? By chanting the holy name. So let us see get some experience of this. Here are the kartals. I will sing now, and you can sing along. We will show you the entire text. Come to reside within the Hridaya Mandir, the temple of my heart. Goranga Karuna Kara.
often dinaginagane. Goranga karuna karo, dinaginagane. Namo samo pakita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Namo samo pakita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Koribe potito dekhiya yadi dayana koribe potito dekhiya oh yadi dayana koribe pati tatiya yadi dayana karibe pati tatiya oh pati tapamana nama kisera lagi patita patanana kisera lagia kureci bava tupane nahi kandisara kureci bava Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Radhikasa 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 Anantakarayasada Nado Dhamada Om Sadana Kajaya Sada Narodhamada Sada Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna,
Nandi, Hari Hari Bo. Before I continue, I cannot refrain myself from mentioning a beautiful scene. There is a mother in front of me, and on the other side is the father, and in the middle is the son. The family vice has come on our phone call, and they are very, very aesthetically positioned in the gallery. We can see them. Here is our Tzifi, here is our George, and there is Hari Prasad in the middle. Wonderful. It is a darshan of a lifetime which we have here. Imagine the following scenario. You are walking on a forest path. The dusk is settling in, and the birds of spring are chirping very beautifully. All of a sudden, your leisure is almost violently disturbed. You hear in a little distance a call, "Help!" And then a little later, with even more anguish, "Save me!" Would you not do anything in your capability to rush to the help of this victim? The brave hearted amongst us would rush to the through the forest and pick up a stick while they are following the sound. And those who are maybe not as bold would immediately get on the mobile telephone and alarm people who could help, like the police or so on. Why do these short words, these small words, "help" and later "save me," have such an impact that you're dropping anything and everything? What you are just now doing. The reason is that they are words which are on fire, so to say. They are not spoken in a lackadaisical way. They are spoken with the whole body, mind and heart behind it. These words have heights, they have depths, they have, how would you say this, widths, all, and they have also length. This is what an old expression for where the art of prayer is described. A prayer with which we call out for help, or we call out to God, has to have heights. That means we have to put everything into. We have to be sure that we are, that the words which we say are meaningful to us. A good prayer or good chanting has to have depths also. That means you should be aware of who you are and who the Lord is. I like this part very much in the prayer which we heard. He says, Narottam says, "I'm plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. He puts his knowledge, his deep knowledge into this song. That yes, I'm a tiny little soul. I find myself in a world that is sometimes overwhelming, almost like a swimmer or a person who has fallen into the ocean finds himself at odds, confronted with waves and with an incredibly deep mass of water, so that he knows, I can't navigate my way out on my own. I require help. When today I spoke to some devotees and I said the main problem which we have is we are not really able to chant with the highest, that means with all what we have, and with the depths, that is with enough awareness of ourselves and our situation in the world. If we would, then we would also have no problem in chanting with vidst. Vidst means we are not just mindful of our situation, but we look left and right where we see other living entities who also require help. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is not supporting selfishness. It is encouraging that we take care of other people, as many as possible, even the person which we meet on the street, we can give him a good encouraging glance, and like this we can certainly do it. And length in prayer means be patient, pray long enough, chant long enough, don't think or expect that it has to be answered in just the way you want immediately at this time. Have some patience, some length. Yes, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. He chanted, and as he chanted with the many people around him, he was able, because he's the Lord, to immediately bring them to a level where they would really have heights and all dimensions, in other words, of their beings were used and were taken up in the chanting. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was during the end of his pastime, sat on the ocean, not on the ocean, near the ocean, on the beach. This was one of his favorite places in Jagannath Puri. He would go to the beach and sit there for a long time. Why? Because the ocean which he saw reminded him of Vrindavan. In the later portion of his life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took everything he saw, even a forest or a sand dune, as an udipan, an impulse to immediately go with his consciousness to Vrindavan, where his beloved Krishna was. So this one occasion which I would like to share with you, something very important for me happened. A devotee approached the Lord, and after seeing that the Lord was in a state of consciousness where he responded to questions and of his devotees, after seeing that he would not intrude the private space, he asked a question. This question had been on his mind for a long time. The devotee's name was Krishna Das, servant of Krishna, And he asked, "My dear Lord, I see that some of your devotees are so quickly advancing, but I also see that others are slow. What is the reason? They do exactly the same thing. They have exactly the same practice, chanting japa." I think you remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time requested all of his devotees to chant a minimum of 64 rounds a day. So I see they are all doing this. They have love for you and they're following you, but some make so much advancement in such a short time and change and transform their beings so much, but others are not. What is the reason? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it's a matter of faith. When you have faith in the chanting, then it works very fast. When you don't have so much faith, it works also, but it works slower. And when you have faith in what you do, you will be sure that you bring the four dimensions with you. You really understand. I sit down now, and this is now something where I please Krishna. It's a relationship to Krishna. You bring also depths in your chanting. I'm a tiny soul here in this world. Even my own thoughts are strangers to me. I'm originally a soul who goes now through a very human experience, but whatever goes on there in the neuropaths, pathways, whatever goes there according to my sanskaras, my impressions, are conditioned. It is imposed upon my spiritual quality. And my duty now is, or my work now is, to make these thoughts as transparent and as real as possible by increasing the spiritual fire in me, or the spiritual acumen, the spiritual volume of my life, so that I will pervade all this with a soul quality, with this essence, essential qualities. So a chanter will go back. He will go back. He will even go back a little bit more, where he comes into what the Sanskrit literature describes as the Chakshit Vena position, a position of observing his thoughts and his body, like you would observe something on a movie screen, for instance. When such a chanter gets angry, he will say, "It's interesting, my mind feels anger." You know, it's, he doesn't identify. He is removed from this. Depths, you need some depths. I gave some examples of a chanter and how he thinks, but there are many other ways to think about your ontological position, your real position as a soul. And then, I'm not sure what this is. Yes, then as we go through the chanting of the holy name, we also should see that others have benefit. And never, never, this is the last point, become impatient. Just the Lord will act in his own time, and he will know what is best to act. These are some symptoms of faith. Faith arises in the heart then you purify the heart. A pure heart has faith in pure things. An impure heart has trust that other things will help him or her. So therefore the chanting is described by Mahaprabhu as a process to clean or clear the heart, that the real qualities of the soul come out. Narottam Das Thakur is the author of the song which we have all sung, is a very, very wonderful soul who gives us a lot of good examples how to chant. I want to now end this session, which lasts for another 8 minutes, with a chanting of kirtan. Then I want to say we will have an aratik ceremony. You will see Goloka Dham you will see the deities of Goloka Dham. I see there's also Balaji, who was initiated before these very deities. They will come now into your home in New York in a little moment. And they will be there for all of you. And then from 6:30 to 7:45, we will have the last session. We will open the session with another song, a very, very, very powerful song, which we will sing. And then after 7:45, we will be able to take some prasadam. You in New York have to wait. That is the curse of being a New Yorker. You have to wait on Gom Purnima.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama
So we will give now the screen over to Gaurahari and the devotees in the Goloka Dham temple, and after half an hour we will see each other again here. There is Gaurahari, yes, please, over to you.
Yeah.